Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Christmas is coming, and so is the one and only Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. With world-class Russian artists, hand-painted sets, Russian snow maidens, and jubilant nesting dolls, the Great Russian Nutcracker brings the Christmas spirit to life for all ages. The Dove of Peace Tour has three performances scheduled across South Dakota. You can see it in Northern State University in Aberdeen, Monday, November 26th, at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls, that's Tuesday, November 27th, and at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center in Rapid City on Tuesday, December 4th. Joining us by phone right now is Akiva Talvi. He's producer of the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Mr. Talvi, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Tell us what it's like to travel with this production.
Well, we kind of, Moscow Ballet is a national tour that travels with the logistics of a bus and truck. So what that means is that we deliver giant puppets showing peace and harmony in the world of doves and firebirds, bears, bulls, unicorns, elephants, that take Clara to the land of peace and harmony. But we do it in a bus and truck environment, so it's a bit hard.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the Dove and Peace Tour and the Dove of Peace, the role itself as being exclusive to the Moscow Ballet.
Yes. It's very interesting, actually. The Dove of Peace is an acrobatic ballet created by the founder of Moscow Ballet and improved by our two artists that have been with us all along, having studied with Moscow Circus in acrobatics, Russia's highest achievement in circus. So the ballet is as Tchaikovsky did 100 million years ago, but the two overtures did not have choreography. So we were able to add the Dove of Peace and another acrobatic piece in places where there was no choreography, make it rich.
Explain to me what it looks like, because these are two dancers, and describe the costuming and what it evokes.
It's what it evokes is a feeling of great majestic look of two people flying across the stage without ropes and with giant wings. The wings. Each person has one wing, so it extends 20, 30 feet, and they are attached to each other, and they do acrobatics between each other, and it's very evocative.
Tell me more about how it was developed and the people who were inspired to add this choreography.
Well, we, in a nutshell, in 1958, the National Ballet of Russia, called Bolshoi, made a premiere at Carnegie Hall. In that performance, it was a potpourri, like a recital. In that performance, 1958, was a piece called Birds, and was done by the founder of Moscow Ballet, at the time a dancer with the Bolshoi. The piece died out, never used again, and he became our founder, and based on his ideas, we patched together and improved the bird, and we made it into a piece, into a peace bird. Yeah. And this year, over 9,000 children from every city that we have traveled to built origami doves of peace and took photographs, and we have this montage of all of them, hopefully participating in our mission of peace with these 9,000 children doing origami and with our own Dove of Peace in the overture.
Wow. Tell me about what your hopes are for that part of what you're doing, the engaging of school children in really talking about thinking about peace, world peace.
You know more than me. The Lenin said, the great Lenin, the founder of the Soviet Union, that the future are the children. like him or not, he said it right. And actually, and educating children about tolerance of all kinds is our mission. And maybe it helps. Maybe it helps. I think the children, we have sent at our cost, not commercial, 7 Russian soloists to every city of 130 cities to teach peace and tolerance and building origamis. And they kind of got engaged, and they take pictures of them with their origami. So it's a step at a time, right, for tolerance.
Tell me about the performers in this tour, the Dove of Peace performers.
Well, the stars of the show were, they've been with me for many, many, many years, and they are graduates from the PERM school, P-E-R-M. It's academically the most rigorous school, where the teacher beats them with a stick. And they are very fabulous. They perform in front of Putin, and they perform in the greatest galas in Russia, and they're kind of specialists. It's very, very profound artists who developed this role over many years. The second couple that does it in the second tour are from Kazakhstan, and they are Kazakhstanis from the National Ballet of Kazakhstan. And the third couple are Russian from the Western tour, and they're very insinuating and very, very different. So there are 3 casts that are very interesting. It's a unique dance.
Tell me, when you tour with this, you know, this kind of a production, this many people, this athleticism and artistry and costuming, how do you take care of each other? How do you take care of yourselves so that you can do the job that needs to be done? You know, mentally, physically, how do you hang together as a group?
So far, so good. It is the biggest project that I've done. So it's you see, I think they're, including the union crews, there are over 1,000 people who participate in this project.
Wow.
We have 100. We have 100 Russians, and we have 30 Americans. So it's 130. I must say the American 30 people are so far very dedicated, and they seem to share our dream. The Russians, they kind of buy into it as they go along. Some are our friends for many, many years, and they believe in the peace. How do we keep it together? It's very hard.
Yeah. This is a show for all ages. Tell us a little bit about anything else that people could expect. Any other surprises you can give us a hint of in the production?
Well, there is a great surprise. We created the Firebird of Peace from China. Firebird in Chinese myth is a messenger of peace. This bird is spectacular, and she flies around during the Chinese variation. It's about, I would say, 15 feet across, and Drosselmeyer carries her around. She flaps her wings. Very beautiful. In addition, there is an elephant, a bear, a bull, and a unicorn, which are about 12 feet tall, and they were created, the pavilion, the bottom part, was created in Russia. The design was created in Moscow, but the execution was by an American engineering firm. And they are unbelievably beautiful. And we've added a little joke to them, but they've never been seen before. And they accompany Clara or Masha to the land of peace, where all mankind lives in peace. Mm. How about that, huh?
The anticipation is building. I can't wait to see the show. Akiva Talvi, thank you so much for being here with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.